横手鎌倉 FM をお聞きの皆様、おはようございます。横手市教育委員会教育指導課の鈴木です。ここからは横手 BOE チャンネルをお送りします。横手 BOE チャンネルは横手市教育委員会の取り組みを発信する情報番組です。さまざまなことにチャレンジする子どもたちの様子、普段は聞けない小中学校の校歌、熱意あふれる先生の姿などをお伝えします。今日の横手 BOE チャンネルはみんなの校歌、もっと知りたい僕らの先生、横手市英語暗唱弁論大会最優秀賞受賞者インタビュー、以上3つのチャンネルでお送りします。みんなの校歌、今回は朝日小学校の校歌をお送りします。どうぞお聞きください。お聞きいただいておりますのは朝日小学校の校歌です。さて続いてはもっと知りたい僕らの先生の時間です。今回ご出演いただくのは朝日小学校梅川聡先生です。それではどうぞ
よろしくお願いいたします。それでは先生、まず自己紹介をお願いいたします。
朝日小学校6年2組担任梅川聡です。出身は浅間小学校です。趣味は子供の頃から浅間公園で釣りをしていましたので、今も釣りを趣味にしています。最近もハゼを釣りに小吉川の河口まで行ってきました。ですがなかなか釣りをする時間がなくて困っています。なんで忙しいかというと、今秋田県や東北の吹奏楽やマーチングバンドの大会運営でバタバタしている日々を送っています。
先生はこの4月に朝日小学校に来られたということですけれども、朝日小学校の子どもたちについてご紹介ください。
なかなかこう表現するのがちょっと上手じゃないなと思いながらも、心の中ではすごくいいこと、美しいことや正しいことを考えている子どもたちが多いなというふうに感じました。
それでは先生が子どもたちと接するとき大切にしていることなどありましたらお話しください。
廊下を通って教室に行く途中に会う人には必ず一声声をかけるようにしています。朝登校班で来た時もそうです。多分めんどくさいなと思いながらも、とっても楽しく相手をしてくれるのが嬉しいです。
それでは先生から朝日小学校の子どもたちに向けてのメッセージをお願いいたします。
はい。さっきも言ったようにとってもいいことを考えている朝日小の子どもたちですので、思い切って自分の考えを表現してみるときっといいことがあるんじゃないかなと思います。みんなの力を合わせてもっともっといっぱいお互いにお話をして、自分たちでもっともっと楽しい学校を作っていけるんじゃないかと思っていますので、楽しみにしています。
先生ありがとうございました。
今回ご出演いただきましたのは朝日小学校梅川聡先生でした。
The BOE Channel. Please stay tuned. 続けてお聞きください。
ここからは横手市英語暗唱弁論大会最優秀賞受賞者の皆さんにそれぞれ暗唱弁論を披露していただきます。まずはじめに暗唱の部、平賀中学校3年柴田明日菜さんです。
今回私は初めてこの大会に出場しました。周りの皆様に助けられた大会でありました。先生方はもちろん、周りの家族や友達などが練習に付き合ってくれたおかげで、私は最優秀賞を受賞することができたと思います。タイトルは佐藤真美 Making the Best of Life です。2020年東京オリンピックパラリンピック開催の最後の決め手となったのは招致プレゼンテーションでした。トップバッターを務めたのが宮城県気仙沼市出身のパラリンピック選手佐藤真美さん。病気で片足を失うも再起した自身の経験や 東日本大震災後に感じたスポーツの力について語り、大きな感動を呼びました。そんな佐藤真美さんの半生の物語です。
佐藤真美 has loved sports ever since she was a little girl. At the age of 6, she started going to a swimming school and swam every day. The training was hard, but she enjoyed setting goals and beating them. In junior high, Mommy switched to track and field. She competed as a long-distance runner in high school. Sports showed Mommy the importance of working hard.The more effort she put in, the better result she got. Mommy began her college life in Tokyo with high hopes and expectations. Right away, she joined a cheerleading club. Then, suddenly, at 19, her life changed completely. One day, Mommy felt a pain in her ankle. It was bone cancer.And she had to have an amputation of her right leg. To a younger woman who enjoyed sport so much, losing her leg was almost like losing her life. Mommy was in despair. But her mother hugged her and encouraged her. My dear Mommy, God doesn't give you any challenge which you cannot overcome. 10 months after her operation,Mommy returned to college. Her friends welcomed her back. But Mommy felt so miserable about her disability that it was hard for her to smile and laugh naturally with them. She felt different and alone. Finally, Mommy realized that this was not the life she wanted and not her true style. The operation saved my life.So, why not treasure that life and live more positively? Mommy worked up the courage to go swimming again. To her surprise, her childhood sense of joy in swimming came back to her. This gave her hope. Mommy decided to try other sports with a new artificial leg. She returned to track and field and took up long jumping. Once more,Mommy found that she enjoyed setting goals and beating them. She developed a new confidence and started the second stage of her life as a promising Paralympic athlete. So far, Mommy has competed at 3 Paralympic Games in a row. In Athens, in 2004, she became the first Japanese woman participant with an artificial leg,and she scored 3.95 meters. In Beijing, in 2008, she jumped 4.28 meters. At the 2012 London Games, she stretched her record further to 4.70 meters. Mommy still has many goals that she wishes to pursue. She wants to serve as a bridge between able-bodiedand disabled people through sports. Mommy comes from Miyagi Prefecture. She and other athletes organize sporting events to encourage people in Tohoku who experience the hardship. Mommy said, Only then did I see the true power of sports. To create new dreams and smiles. To give hope. To bring people together.Mommy has made a way for herself to enjoy her life despite her disability. She shows others the importance of setting personal goals and working hard to reach them, no matter how difficult the situation might be. She says humbly, I felt privileged at being touched by the power of sports. Perhaps, real privilege to have Mommy as a role model.
Thank you for listening. 英語っていうのは今グローバル化が世界で進んでいるのでとても大切になってくると思います。今回大会に出場できたっていう経験を将来に生かせるようにこれからしっかり頑張っていきたいと思います。
平賀中学校3年生柴田明日菜さんでした。続いて弁論の部平賀中学校3年生藤田真理子さんです。
今回の英語暗唱弁論大会は友達がとても緊張をほぐしてくれて自然体で スピーチをすることができました。自分が出せる最高の力を出し切れたと思います。少子高齢化が進む秋田県において私たちができること。
Tying generations together with a mindful split.
What do you think is the coolest thing in Akita?
Some may say Akita dogs are very cute,
or Namahage is the most famous symbol in Akita.
Maybe so, but I think the coolest thing in Akita are the senior citizens.
You may think that they are not cool.
Actually, they are retired from the front line.
Well, let's take a look around us.
In Akita, there are more senior citizens than Akita dogs or Namahage.
Now, one out of every three citizens are over 65.
Do you know that they are still very active and energetic in our community?
In my town, under the flaming sun, they clean up the street.
In the cold winter, they clear the snow off the roofs of their houses.
I think that they also have wisdom.
We can learn a lot from them.
In my case, my grandparents take care of many chores around the house instead of my busy parents.
My grandparents always support me when I'm in trouble.
They are very important to me.
Don't you feel the same way?
Even though senior citizens are already retired,
they still have a great influence that young people don't have.
They are so cool, aren't they?
They are amazing.
Senior citizens are key members in our community.
We should respect them more.
But in reality, many of them have some difficulties.
In Akita, transportation is not convenient.
It's hard for senior citizens with weak legs to go shopping.
There are many senior citizens living alone, so they are worried about emergencies.
Also, because they are retired, they might feel isolated and lonely.
What can we do to make their lives more comfortable in Akita?
I have three ideas that even we can do as junior high school students.
First, our on-demand transportation services should be improved.
If these services could come to their homes and help them do chores like shopping, it would be helpful.
Of course, I can't drive, but I can use my bike to help carry their shopping bags.
By doing so, we can make good relationships as well.
Second, we should know who lives alone in our community.
How about making an emergency contact list?
By using this list, we can make sure that everyone is safe and sound in case of natural disasters.
For that purpose, we need to make a strong bond with senior citizens living in our neighborhood.
We can do so by greeting each other warmly and by having good communication.
Third, we would like senior citizens to have a life worth living.
Let's make more opportunities to connect the younger and older generations.
Then, they can share their wisdom with us.
For example, we can take cooking classes or do gardening together.
Through these activities, everyone can have a good time and create good memories.
As I said before, Akita has already become an aging society.
Soon, all over Japan will also become a super aging society.
I'm sure that by tying all the generations together, Akita can set a good example in leadership that others can follow.
We can make our town more comfortable for senior citizens.
It's on our shoulders.
One small action can make a big impact.
Now, let's make it happen together.
Thank you for listening.
藤田さんはこの後全国大会に出場されるんですね。
はい。全国大会ではレベルの高い英語にたくさん触れることができると思います。それをいい機会として自分の英語力をこれからも高めていきたいと思います。
弁論の部平賀中学校3年生藤田真理子さんでした。横手市英語暗唱弁論大会最優秀賞受賞者の皆さんでした。おめでとうございます。続いてインフォメーションです。横手市立小中学校第7期給食費支払い予定日は11月26日月曜日です。お忘れなきようよろしくお願いいたします。
横手 BOE チャンネル。この番組は横手市教育委員会の提供でお送りしました。次回もどうぞお聞きください。